make a brief announcement. We are going to have a small gathering at Baycor at 625 Larkin at Eddie's after the event today, if anyone wants to come by and decompress. Then next, our next speaker is Christina Alagi of the San Francisco Planning Commission, also with Mission Anti-Displacement Coalition.
I just wanted to clarify that I'm not here representing the San Francisco Planning Commission today. I am representing any other recovered Catholics who might be out there, recovering Catholics. On my way over here, I saw a priest. I wasn't sure, should I genuflect, roll over, play dead? You know, it's a conditioning, right? The minute I see a Catholic priest, I want to, like, go into obedient mode. But I think if there is a Catholic priest in the house, I'd like to call him over because I want to give him my confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 30 years since my last confession and the beginning of my political and personal liberation, not to mention spiritual. I think the mythology of the religious right, the mythology of the Judeo-Christian everything, is something that we all need time to sit around and rethink. Beginning with the virgin birth. We all buy into that one, right? How about the notion that the Virgen de Guadalupe was actually owned and garnered by the Christian Catholic Church, when in fact that was a site of goddess worship for years in Mesoamerica? How about St. Bridget? That was co-opted by the church too in Ireland. So I think that now the church stands there, they want to co-opt our body, soul, and mind. And we have to say, forget it. It's enough already. You've taken too much from us. And we won't let you take any more. I think it's ironic that the Holy Catholic Church and all the other fundamentalist Christian sects will say to us that conception is when life begins. Then they spend the rest of our lives telling us that life begins when we're 6 feet under. So they should make up their mind, when does life begin? I think it's up to us to tell them that life begins now. And we are taking back our right to choose our lives, whether it's to keep our child or not. We all have that right to choose. No one should control our bodies, our minds, or our souls, but us individually. And I say, for all of you lapsed Catholics, who have a spiritual orientation, go back to the gods and goddesses of your ancestors. Hug a tree, sit by the ocean, worship the sun. It's a lot more liberating, honestly, than sitting in a cold, dank church, you know, on the other side of a curtain, telling the priest your sins. Trust me. Free yourselves. Pro-choice.
We're running short on time here, so we're going to try and speed it up. Next, we have Patricia Fernandez del Movimiento por una Amnistía Incondicional para Todos los Inmigrantes Ahora, of the Movement for an Unconditional Amnesty for All Immigrants Now.
Compañeras, como integrante del Movimiento por una Amnistía Incondicional para Todos los Trabajadores Inmigrantes, venimos a expresarles nuestra solidaridad.
Comrades, as a member of the Movement for Unconditional Amnesty for All Workers, Immigrant Workers, we come to express our solidarity.
También nuestra rabia en contra del capitalismo salvaje que nos está haciendo vivir esta dura etapa de su oscurantismo. Dura etapa en la que se ven atacados nuestros derechos civiles como trabajadoras y como mujeres libres de decidir sobre nuestro cuerpo.
Also, we come to express our rage against capitalism, that's savage capitalism, that is having us live this very dark stage in its obscurant. During this stage in which we are being attacked, our civil rights as workers and as women, free women, to decide over our own bodies.
Como mujeres latinas, Sabemos que nuestras comunidades han sufrido discriminación en medio de la pobreza extrema. Miles y miles de esterilizaciones fueron aplicadas sin su conocimiento a mujeres indígenas.
As Latina women, we know that our communities have suffered discrimination in the middle of extreme poverty. Thousands and thousands have been sterilized, forcibly sterilized, with their knowledge as indigenous women.
Comunidades excluidas y al mismo tiempo oprimidas por la iglesia y el Estado burgués. Un Estado títere que en México, por ejemplo, ha llegado a tal grado de retroceso que en vez de resolver el problema de los niños de la calle y la drogadicción, pone a perder a la Comisión Nacional de Derechos Humanos contra las organizaciones y mujeres más progresistas.
Excluded communities that at the same time are also oppressed by the church and the bourgeois state. A puppet state, like in Mexico, for example, they've gotten to such a low grade of backwardness that instead of resolving the problem of children in the streets and drug addiction, they put to debate a National Commission of Human Rights against organizations and women that are progressive.
Porque consiguieron que ante la Asamblea Legislativa de la Ciudad de México el aborto sea permitido. Mujeres como Marta Lamas, que siguen luchando arduamente porque el aborto sea un derecho pleno y de quien son las siguientes reflexiones.
Because these progressive women were able to win by way of the legislature in the Mexico City that legal abortion. Women like Marta Lamas, who was fighting arduously so that abortion could be a basic right, and that these are the following demands.
Las fronteras del derecho a decidir se deben de marcar con el respeto. El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz. El respeto a la sexualidad ajena es la paz. El respeto al aborto ajeno es la paz. El respeto a las creencias ajenas es la paz. El respeto al ateísmo ajeno es la paz. El respeto a la vida ajena es la paz.
These are the following demands: that the respect to the that the borders of the right to decide should be demarcated with respect. The respect for one's fellow person is peace. That the respect to sexuality of the person next to us is peace. The respect of abortion for the person next to us is peace. That the respect of all beliefs of the person next to us be peace. And that the respect for atheism for anyone next to us is peace. That the respect to life for the person next to us be peace.
Vamos respetando las fronteras entre lo público y lo privado. Vamos respetando el derecho de las personas a tomar decisiones privadas en materia de sexualidad y reproducción.
We're going to respect the borders between the public and the private. We're going to respect the right of all persons to make decisions that are of their private matters of sexuality and reproduction.
Yo digo que mientras no exista el respeto del que habla Marta Lamas, debe seguir nuestra resistencia contra las imposiciones de las iglesias y el Estado burgués.
I say that while the respect Okay, I say that while the respect that Marta Lamas talks about does not exist, we're going to continue the resistance against impositions made by the church and the bourgeois state.
Principales responsables de la muerte de miles y miles de mujeres que abortan clandestinamente en condiciones insalubres. Por ellas es que luchamos y seguiremos luchando. ni un paso atrás.
All right. those parties that are responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of women that abort clandestinely in unhealthy conditions, for them, we are struggling and we will continue to struggle, not one step back.
Is meeting to my right now. We're going to walk over at noon to Pier 1. They have the big red lips over there to have our fun little kiss. So if you're looking for them, they're to my right. Another announcement, we are accepting funds for Baycor. So if you want to donate whatever you can, the buckets are going around right now. So please give whatever you can. Thanks.
I am Sister Dynamite with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Thank you so much. May you all live long and prosper. If they say they're against birth control, if they say they're pro-life, what's the problem with this? This here's a condom. It's real simple. You just take it out, and you don't need an abortion. Okay? It prevents STDs, and if they're against condoms, they're pro-STD. That's where they stand. I think you all know where we stand. Thank you very much for coming today. No step backwards. Don't give them an inch.
Thank you, Sister Dynamite!